A number of sounds. Some originate in the throat, and others are produced by blowing air through the trunk.
Thank you. good day. Hello. Welcome to the Eternal Now, here on your friendly neighborhood, WFMU.org. My name is Andy Ortman. Playing music to your delight for the next 60 minutes or so. That's what we do here. I think you just bore witness to this very action we just heard from HNAS, the pride of Germany, from their magnificent album and title track, Kutel im Frost. Christoph Heemann, of course, amongst others in this fine, fine group of yesteryear, 80s going into the early 90s. Somewhat prolific, all of it pretty darn good, IMO. Just before that, we did hear a little snippet from Jerry Lindahl from the Telus Tools compilation LP, a track there, The Indian Elephant. Telus, of course, the cassette imprint of New York 80s, all kinds of experimental avenues explored from this series. While this record here is kind of like a best of situation. Situations go, up next, the Canadian Hugh Lacane, Drip City. Maybe you've heard this one, a classic pioneering early electronics piece, Drippy Electronics. Drip City.
Thank you. Body pulsing with its own tiny pulse, each body alone and racked with its own
time stand still.
In that loneliness, marooned in a stone sea, I heard lips whispering continuous, and felt all of time in the palms of my hands and in my skin, the need for contact. Shut behind 13 bolted doors, my feet fettered, I dreamed only of the orifices of the body put there so that one may hook and twine oneself in
them. Stand still.
Continually I dreamed of this confrontation, and it was a dream of the most savage, jealous, and cruelest imagination.
Let's live. used to die. McGraw is easily broke, yet who shall shake the sturdy oak? You are more fresh and fair than I, yet stubs do live when flowers die. Time stands still. Time stands still. Think thou my fortune still doth cry, that for tomorrow thou must die.
J'ai mis ma plus belle robe, n'est-ce pas un jour de fête? Sacrilège, sacrilège! Est-ce qu'un sacrilège que d'être gay? Pourquoi ne sont-ils pas gaiseurs? Qui les en empêche? Je ris, c'est vrai, pour la première fois de ma vie je ris, je suis heureuse. Sacrilège, sacrilège, elle est folle. Et l'être, va-t-on de grâce? Sinon, ton impiété retombera sur nous.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. This reading is from a book entitled Port of Saints, which has just been published in a limited edition. The book is a sequel to The Wild Boys, rather like the Tarzan series. And my namesake, Edgar Rice, and concerns an army of the dead who travel in time and set out to alter retroactively the course of history. This selection is called Firecracker. We will right all the wrongs of history. We will kill all the shits before they can be born. Old Sarge. All right, you hard-on artists, walking your dead meat in here, dumping a pile of trouble into my lap. Get this. You are D-E-A-D. Which is another way of saying you're back in the army. Fall in, we're shipping out. Their first trip takes them back to a West Indian island in 1845. They use the film Quimada as a springboard and land as military advisors to a handful of guerrillas equipped with flintlock rifles and led by Jose Dolores. The guerrillas have reached a standoff with the slovenly Portuguese. This gives the advisors time. However, British troops equipped with the new percussion lock rifles are on the way. They will be led by Sir William Walker, an expert in guerrilla warfare. How to build effective weapons from the materials available. There's iron ore in the area occupied by the guerrillas. There is still time. Old Sarge. All right, you jokers, we're going to build weapons. I mean weapons designed to kill. He holds up a flintlock rifle. Not designed to blow up in your face, not work when it rains, and only kill one enemy at a time at 50 feet if the wind is right. We have iron ore and we have time. Sure, Sir William is on his way with his redcoats. By the time he gets here, we'll be ready for his redcoats. Now, the first step in inventing anything new is to forget what you know already. Forget everything you know about springs, triggers, machine-made parts, and concentrate on firepower. How to get the most killing power from where you are to where they are. Look at what the enemy does not have, the thing they don't have that is the easiest for you to build. Any of you jokers know what that is? Well, I'll tell you, boys, it's a firecracker. 600 years of firearms and they never learned to use a firecracker. By that, I mean an exploding projectile, whether thrown by hand, propelled from a launcher, fired from a cannon, or dropped from a plane. Whether the explosive charge is black powder or atomic fission. 600 years of cannonballs. And did it ever occur to them to have a cannonball that explodes on contact? Like I say, they never learned to use the firecracker.
Hello, everyone. We are currently returning from what we just experienced and immersed ourselves in. All kinds of wild sounds. William Burroughs right there. An excerpt, Firecracker. From Best of Giorno Sound Systems. Compilation Best of. Burroughs type of thing there. Always nice to hear his gravelly voice. Just before that, Conrad Boehmer. Track Aspect from 1968, found here on the Institute of Sonology compilation, brought to us by the Sub Rosa label, keeping it real, continually delivering the goods. Sub Rosa. Just before that, from 1981, Un Drama Musical Instantané, from their album Redou, we heard their track La Critique, parenthetically Ask Why. More French weirdness from the late 70s, early 80s, early experimental scene. And just before that, while it did sound French and was in French, from England, the Cranes, we heard there from a weird album by them from 1996, La Tragédie de l'Orest et Electro. I do not know the story behind this, but I remember being in a record store in Texas in 1996, and I was like, what the hell is this? And I listened to it, and it was great. Very odd album from the Cranes. Just before that, J.D. Robb, from his album Rhythmania and Other Electronic Compositions, we heard First Fugue from Folkways, 1976. Before that, Current 93. Time Stands Still. I believe this was before the collaboration of Amy Mann and Rush, their version, from a bonus track on the Imperium CD, I believe originally found on a split 7-inch with Nurse with Wound, Time Stands Still. Going back to 1969. In front of that, Amon Duel 2 from their first album, Bals Die. We heard Henrietta Krotenschwanz. Amon Duel 2. Groovy. Who said Germans don't have a sense of groove? Just in front of that, Henning Christensen, a track, In the Spring Night, Horror, Frost Falls, from a 2018 album entitled The Executioner. Just in front of that, another Folkways record, a compilation called Electronic Music from 1967. We heard their Drip City, from Hulicane. His music book could be electronic music. I think that it's so dry. Drips with dryness. Dusty and crackly. Not exactly fun to read. More fun to listen to his stuff, I think. And I think I don't have much more to go on about. But perhaps you should go on about your day. Thanks for spending this many minutes with me again this week. You, of course, have been listening to The Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman for WFMU.org.